Well, hello everybody. So today I don't really have a lot of time, so I'm gonna like make the recording a little short. But this week was a great week, just a really, really awesome week. let's see. I'll just kind of like talk about the highlights. So let's see. Tuesday we had our district meeting, and then after we worked. I worked with my comp. Let me see, just a second. Let me get my agenda. That'll help me remember. So Tuesday, we had our district meeting. It was awesome. I went with other Tawar. And it was cool. I did like a little practice with them to show them how to. Like we were talking about like lesson three or the gospel of Jesus Christ, like faith, repentance, baptism, the gift of the Holy Ghost, and endure to the end. Like that's one of the missionary lessons. We were just talking about like how we can teach that lesson effective so that we can like get a baptismal date, like a good strong baptismal date. And so that was cool. I was able to do the practice with Elder Drake. He came with me. Into the mission, we started at the same time, so that was really cool. It was like a really, really good district meeting. I really liked it. Well, then after that, in the nighttime, we were going to do divisions with some hermanos, but they ended up not helping us, so then our plans kind of got messed up, and we didn't really have that much success that day, but whatever. Then, let's see, after that, Wednesday, we had intercambios with the assistants, which was really cool. I went to Quilmes with Elder Hennis. It was a really good day. So they have bikes, so that was kind of cool. We were able to ride on bikes and go and visit like a ton of people. We were able to find some new investigators, and just it was sweet. Let's see. Oh yeah, on Wednesday night we were walking back, and it's like we were riding our bikes, and it started raining. So we were like pretty close to the bench. So we decided to like go drop our bikes off, go grab our coats, throw our coats on and leave, and then go do some contacts by the bench. And so we drop the bikes off. I throw on my coat. Elder Hennis throws on his coat. We go start knocking doors. And like the first door we knock, we're like, hey, like can we share a message about Jesus Christ with you and your family and stuff? And they're like, no. No, we don't have time. And then they like close the door, and as soon as they close the door, just like this giant like storm, like the storm just like brewed up super strong, and it was like a wave like crashed on us, and we were just soaking wet. We were like, well, we're already wet, so we might as well keep going. So we just like went, knocked on a bunch of doors, just like soaking wet. We were able to find like a couple cool contacts, which was really fun. But then let's see. Thursday, we were going to go to Kilometro 26 to do some intercambios, but it ended up that they weren't there, so we ended up coming back to our area because we couldn't get a hold of them because their phone like isn't working very well. So we tried to get there early before they left their pension, but we weren't able to make it on time. So we were able to come back to our area. We went to lunch, and then in the afternoon we went out and worked with some investigators that we have. We were able to talk with Esteban. He's a stud. So he wasn't able to get baptized this week, but we're gonna try to get him for Saturday or Sunday after church, just because he's an awesome guy. He's like this weekend he had to go with his dad because his dad recently had surgery. Got like his leg amputated, so he wasn't at his house, so we weren't able to talk with him. But we're gonna try focusing on him this week, making sure he gets his answer, so that he can get baptized. Then let's see. Friday we had our weekly planning. Went out, taught a bunch of new people. We found a bunch of new investigators, which is really cool. Just, you know, normal missionary stuff of knocking doors, trying to find new people and stuff. Then Saturday, we did, in the morning, we had a Capilla Abierta in El Dorado. That was sweet. We were able to go out and help them out in their area. I went with this member that was like a new member. We like drove around and visited some less active members, and it was pretty good. But then in the afternoon, we went from the Capilla Abierta, because like we didn't stay there. We went there to another area. We went to Florencia Varela. And so we were able to work with the others there, because they were kind of struggling with some stuff. And so we were able to go over there and help them out, did divisions with them. Or I guess splits, I guess is what you call them. I don't know. Here we call them divisions, but whatever. So that was really fun. We were able to find some cool people. I was working with Elder Hill. He's the elder that we started the mission together in Tolosa. So that was pretty fun to be back together. He's a really great guy. Then, let's see, Sunday. It was like a pretty normal Sunday. We went to church. We invited a bunch of people, but we're only able to get a couple investigators to church, sadly, but it was kind of hard because Saturday we didn't have like any time in our area to go pass by the investigators, make sure they come to church, but we called everybody, set everything up, and then we passed by Sunday morning. They weren't there, so just pray that like the investigators can get to church this Sunday, that they can like really commit themselves to come to church. Just pray that happens. But then after that, in the afternoon, we had a super awesome afternoon. We went with a member, and we were like walking. The member was like a return missionary, and we were just like walking to be like, "Hey, I think we should knock on this door." We like knocked on the door, and then like a whole family comes out, and then we're just like, "Hey, like, can we share a message with you?" They're like, "Yeah, sure." Then we like shared the message with them. We were able to find like 11 people. It was like super awesome, just like super miracles. But it's funny because there's only like one of our citas that actually went through. But oh, thanks, man, you're the best. Do you have anything to say?
Did he tell you guys about Greedo Girl?
Oh my gosh. Whatever. We don't need to talk about Greedo Girl.
No, come on.
Okay, I'll tell him, but let me finish the cool day with the hermano first. So we went. We just did like a bunch of citas, found a bunch of super cool people. It was sweet. Like the last family we found was like a family of five. Like the guy, he has a... he had a tumor in his throat. So they did a tracheostomy thing, like where he's got like the hole in his throat. But it was funny. He's a good guy. But apparently the missionaries had passed by their house before, like a while ago. But we were able to go past today and or yesterday and like start to visit them again, which was really cool. I'm super excited to see what happens with them. Then let's see. Oh yeah. And then we found Facundo. He was super cool. Like he's kind of had a rough time because he went to some churches and like some people have really just like offended him. And like, he feels like hurt from things that have happened to him. But we're able to go and teach him about the restoration. We're able to set a baptismal date with him. And it was super cool. He's just super good guy. So we're excited to work with him too. Then, and then the Greedo Girl story.
Woo!
So stupid. So we were going back, and so there's this ice cream shop called Greedo down here. It would basically be like, it's basically like Argentine, like Baskin Robbins, you know? Okay, you can tell it. No, well, what happened was we were going, and we wanted to visit an investigator that works there. His name is Gabriel. So we went, and we started talking to him. And first the girl like started asking us, she's like, "Where are you guys from?" And I'm like, "Oh, we're from..." Okay, let's go way back actually.
Wait,
first off, I had met this the girl has worked there since I've been here in Zapachos, and she's like, every time we go over there, she's like super like weird. But okay, whatever.
All right, so we get there, totally had the googly eyes for Ella LeBaron.
Oh my gosh.
What? And so we go there and she's like, "Wow, Ella LeBaron, you're amazing."
No, I didn't see that.
And we're talking to him, we're talking to Gabriel, because we haven't talked to him forever, and we wanted to set a cita, And then
out of nowhere.
And then she's like, and then we, you know, being the good missionary your son is, he's like, well, we'd like to pass by and or like teach you, like
teach you and your family.
And then she's like, oh no, what was it?
No.
Listen, oh, she wanted to, we wanted to like get her number to call her or something like that. And she's like, WhatsApp. She's like, what's your WhatsApp number? And that basically means she wants to text him. And then after, he's like, well, we could pass by your house and teach you and your family. She's like, well, it'd be better if you came alone. And she said that in Spanish, in Vols. And so we're like, wow, all right.
We're like, no, I have to come with my comp.
And then he's like...
And then she's like,
wow, you're so cute. Oh, my gosh. And she's like, you're just the cutest. And he's like, why, thank you so much. And then... Oh, let's see what happened after that.
And then she's like, yeah, since the first day you came here, like.
Oh yeah, and then she's like, since the first day you came, and then he gave her his number.
No, I didn't. And then it was like, super comfortable. She's like, oh, did I like make that uncomfortable for you? And I'm like, no, like.
And then
for 2 years we're focused on the mission stuff.
And then. What happened is she invited him to her house again alone, and then what happened after that? Oh, and she just told him, she just reaffirmed to make sure he knew that she thinks he's cute, and then yeah, basically he got all the compliments in that moment because they liked his suit, she liked him. And I'm just over there listening. It was pretty fun.
Whatever.
But yeah, it's no. I'll just die with my cat, but it's cool.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, it was really cool. And then after, he was super happy. And so yeah, I mean, you could come back for her.
Oh my gosh. Whatever. It was just kind of super awkward. So I just tried to play it off the best I could. And I was just like, no, sorry. Like, we're on a mission for 2 years, so we can't, like, come over and, like, busy and stuff. And, like, can't. So then it was just, like, kind of awkward. So, who knows? Maybe if we can talk with her family, maybe we could baptize her family, and that'd be cool. But other than that, yeah, just kind of an awkward experience. So yeah, there you go. There's a good story for the week. Anything else? Any other things?
Tell about the other girl that likes you.
Whatever, there's no other girl. But, yeah, so we're excited for a great week. We're going to go... play some basketball and stuff, and we need to go and get ready for the day. We have to go take my comp's clothes over to your mom to get it cleaned, because we don't have a washing machine around here. All right, I'm gonna read a scripture that I like. Okay, where is it? Yeah, we're gonna share. Jacob 5:75. Super cool. I'm going to read it in English because I don't read in scriptures in English that often. Let's see where I'm at in my English scriptures. 1 Nephi 12. Okay. Alright, so here we go. So this is sweet because I love Jacob 5. Kind of, because like I can't really understand it super well, but I'm working on it. So we'll see what I can do. But it says here in Jacob 5:75, it says, "And it came to pass that when the Lord of the vineyard saw that his fruit was good, and that the vineyard was no more corrupt, he called up his servants and said unto them, Behold, for this last time have we nourished my vineyard, and thou beholdest that I have done according to my will, and I have preserved the natural fruit that it is good, even like as it was in the beginning. And blessed art thou, for because ye have been diligent in laboring with me in the vineyard, and have kept my commandments, and have brought unto me again the natural fruit, that my vineyard is no more corrupted, and the bad is cast away. Behold, ye shall have joy with me because of the fruit of my vineyard." And I love that scripture because this, like the servants, we could say are us with our, like, as the members of the church in the last days getting ready for the second coming. We're the ones that are preparing the vineyard. And if we're diligent in keeping the commandments and we're diligent in working in the vineyard of the Lord, we'll be able to rejoice with the Lord and have joy with him because of the fruits that it brings. And it's super true because I've seen in my mission the joy that comes from working in the vineyard of the Lord is absolutely amazing. And Tyler, I'm super excited for you to get out there in Africa and start seeing these blessings. Just be excited, man. It's going to be an awesome experience. But I just love you guys so much. I know this church is true. I know that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing that brings us the eternal happiness that we're looking for in our lives. But I love you guys so much. I hope you have a great week. I just wanted to make this short little recording for you guys. And I'll be talking to you later today. Love you guys. Bye.